Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Philippa Carisbrook. Queensland has recorded one new locally acquired case of COVID-19. A 26-year-old man from Stratford tested positive to the virus yesterday. He's been infectious in the community since last Friday. As a safety measure, all aged care, hospitals, prisons and disability care facilities in the Brisbane City Council and Moreton areas are closing to visitors. Meanwhile, Victoria has gone 4 weeks without a new locally transmitted case of COVID-19. Health authorities say the virus has been effectively eliminated from the community. Restrictions will significantly relax across the state tonight. People will be able to have 100 visitors at home and masks will no longer need to be worn in shops. But Health Minister Martin Foley says people still need to be careful.
We've got to continue to follow the public health advice. We've got to continue the social distancing rules, significantly relaxed. And we've got to continue to make sure that we support the vaccination program.
Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton says he hasn't been asked to take over responsibility for defence. Prime Minister Scott Morrison is expected to alter his cabinet soon. Defence Minister Linda Reynolds and Attorney General Christian Porter may lose their roles. Mr Dutton has told the Nine Network he hasn't been told of any changes.
I'm the Home Affairs Minister, so I'm happy to stay where I am, and I think the PM's been clear in relation to Linda and Christian's positions, that is he wants them in the Cabinet, and if there's an announcement to make, he'll make it next week.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison has called the online behaviour of Government MP Andrew Lamming disgraceful. Dr Lamming publicly apologised to two women yesterday, amid claims he's been abusing them on social media. Mr Morrison says all Australians should feel safe online.
I'm deeply troubled by the way that social media is corroding respect and dignity in how we all deal with each other.
Floodwaters are slowly falling in parts of New South Wales, and thousands of people have been allowed to return home. But Moree in the state's northwest has been cut in two by the Mihai River, while major flooding continues in the Northern Rivers region around Grafton. Two men have been charged with terrorism offences in Queensland. The Australian Federal Police suspect the pair of being involved in a network that funds fighters in Syria. Queensland Police Detective Heath Hutchings says the operation was complex.
The investigation was protracted in nature and challenging and complex, and I'd like to acknowledge all of our people, both within this state and interstate, for the assistance.
The President of the United States has pledged to have 200 million doses of COVID-19 vaccines given by the end of his first 100 days in office. Joe Biden says it's an ambitious target, but progress so far makes him confident.
On December 8th, I indicated that I hope to get 100 million shots in people's arms in my first 100 days. We met that goal last week by day 58, 42 days ahead of schedule.
New research suggests Australia's gender pay gap won't close for more than a quarter of a century. The Bankwest Curtin Economics Centre and the Workplace Gender Equality Agency has found the gap between what men and women earn in a lifetime has fallen to 20.1%. It also found the pay gap will close faster for executives than for workers in non-management roles. Hundreds of people have set up tents in a square in Paris. They're demanding French authorities provide decent housing for migrants and asylum seekers. The action was organised by non-government organisations and charity groups. I'm Philippa Carisbrook, This is SBS News in Easy English.